New heading. Primary and secondary greatness. My experience with my son, my study of perception, and my reading of the success literature coalesced to create one of those aha experiences in life when suddenly things just simply click into place. I was suddenly able to see the powerful impact of the personality ethic and to clearly understand those subtle, often consciously unidentified discrepancies between what I knew to be true, some things I had been taught many years ago as a child, and things that were deep in my own inner sense of value, and the quick fix philosophies that surrounded me every day. I understood at a deeper level why, as I had worked through the years with people from all walks of life, I had found that the things I was teaching and knew to be effective were often at variance with these popular voices. I am not suggesting that elements of the personality ethic, personality growth, communication skill training, education in the field of influence strategies, and positive thinking are not beneficial, in fact, sometimes essential for success. I believe that they are, but these are secondary, not primary traits. Perhaps in utilizing our human capacity to build on the foundation of generations before us, we have inadvertently become so focused on our own building that we have forgotten the foundation that holds it up. Or in reaping for so long where we have not sown, perhaps we have forgotten the need to sow. If I try to use human influence strategies and tactics of how to get other people to do what I want, to work better, to be more motivated, to like me and each other, while my character is fundamentally flawed, marked by duplicity and insincerity, then in the long run, I cannot be successful. My duplicity will breed distrust. Slowly, silently, imperceptibly. And then everything I do, even using so-called good human relations techniques, will in the long run be perceived as manipulative. It simply makes no difference how good the rhetoric is or how good the intentions are. If there is little or no trust, there is no foundation for permanent success. Trust is the glue of life. Only basic goodness gives life to technique. To focus on technique alone is like cramming your way through school. You sometimes get by, perhaps even get good grades. But if you don't pay the price day in and day out, you never achieve true mastery of the subject you study or develop an educated mind. Did you ever consider how ridiculous it would be to try to cram on a farm? You know, to forget to plant in the spring, play all summer, then cram in the fall to bring in the harvest. The farm is a natural system. The price must be paid and the process followed. You always reap what you sow. There is no shortcut. This principle is also true ultimately in human behavior, in human relationships. They too are natural systems based on the law of the harvest. In the short run, in an artificial social system such as school, you may be able to get by if you learn how to manipulate the man-made rules to play the game. In most one-shot or short-lived human interactions, you can use the personality ethic to get by and to make favorable impressions through charm and skill and pretending to be interested in other people's hobbies. You can pick up quick, easy techniques that may work in short-term situations. But secondary traits alone have no permanent worth in long-term relationships. Eventually, if there isn't deep integrity and fundamental character strength, the challenges of life will cause true motives to surface, and human relationship failure will replace short-term success. Many people with secondary greatness, that is, social recognition for their talents, or wealth, or prestige, or recognition, may lack primary greatness or goodness in their essential character. Sooner or later, you'll see this in every long-term relationship they have. Whether it is with a business associate, a spouse, a friend, or a teenage child going through what is often called the second identity crisis. It is character that communicates most eloquently. As Emerson once put it, "What you are, shout so loudly in my ears I cannot hear what you say." There are, of course, situations where people have character strength, but they lack communication skills. And that undoubtedly affects the quality of relationships as well. But I believe the effects are still secondary. In the last analysis, what we are communicates far more eloquently than anything we say or even do. We all know it. It is the silent radiation of our nature. There are people we trust absolutely because we know their character. Whether they're eloquent or not, whether they have the human relations techniques or not, we trust them and we work successfully with them. In the words of William George Jordan, quote, "Into the hands of every individual is given a marvelous power for good or evil, the silent, unconscious, unseen influence of his life. This is simply the constant radiation of what man really is, not what he pretends to be." Close quote. I love the motto of North Carolina, to be rather than to seem.